Hey, hey, happy day, another day in solitary confinement. But I did sneak out yesterday, and I was in a very long lineup at a store, a grocery store. It was about 7:45 in the morning. There was a big sign that says it opens at 8 o'clock. A young man came from the parking lot, and he tried to cut in, you know, in front of everybody that was in this long line. An old lady kicked him. An old man came up and hit him. He got up, and a young man came and slugged him again, and he fell down again. And then he got up, and another guy kicked him. It was getting to be kind of wild, and finally the man yelled out, he says, "Hey, if you want me to unlock the store and serve you all, you got to let me up." Interesting times. Governments, you know what? They just love creating rules right away. I mean, legislation versus education. What they need to do is talk to the humanoids, talk to the citizenry. They need to tell us things and educate us. We're not that dumb. We might catch on. Instead, they make it a law immediately. That's what they tend to do, more so in other countries like Italy and, you know, different third kind of banana things. But, you know, specific numbers, group gathering, there's a law that says you can't do this, mandated isolation, arbitrary social distances. And it's a big step. And with regards to legal measures, including fines up to $1 million in Canada, which is outrageous, plus imprisonment, enforcement. Now they've got all these little Hitler guys walking around squealing on everybody and saying he did it and you did it, and they're listening to the humans, and then they're handing out big fines, and everybody now has become one of them, a little Gestapo, right? People are squealing on their neighbors and so on. Cities across North America are imposing laws. And, you know, again, I guess if it comes to that point that you need to do that, I guess I can get it. You know, that's why you have government. If you have, borrow my rights, but give them back later, but not to start with. You need to educate versus legislate. And Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she's a piece of work all by herself, right? She now claims that some people have their own insecurities that prevent them from voting for a woman, because that's a possible factor in that we don't have a woman as a president of the United States. Nothing about a qualified woman. I haven't seen one of them run just lately. But she goes on to say that I'm the only woman that's ever, you know, held a high office that people have voted for. Well, and she's surprised that nobody has, you know, come along to become a female president. I'm surprised that, of course, Nancy got the job in the first place, because she ain't qualified. She's a nut job. And I don't know what any of this means. I guess she had a couple of minutes when there were, you know, she needed a filler or something. I could go on and on about her, but whatever. And the governor of California, he now has signed into law to ban sales of new clothing and accessories that have fur on them. These guys, again, they had nothing to do one afternoon, I guess. Handbags, shoes, pompons, keychains, etc. You can't have fur. So now they're going to send Gestapo out probably and compensate everybody for everything that's got a little bit of fur on it. You know what? It goes on and on. These liberals, they're just wackos. Joe Biden, he's another one. You know, I think we need to put him in a nursing home and then tell him that he won. And he'll be fine. He'll be good. He'll get it. Ottawa, you got the conservative leader, Andrew Scheer. His expense account, they keep talking about that because they keep finding new things. And now they found that he spent $18,000 of party money on a private school for his children. And there's a whole variety of other things here that he spent money on as well. Housekeeping, clothes, and minivan, and all of this. Kind of makes you wonder why y'all don't want to vote conservative anymore, right? The PPC party, Max Bernier. Max, I got to tell you, I want to stick with conservatives because they have so many members of parliament. But pretty soon I can't. All of us have to go over to the PPC sooner than later, because I keep having this hope that the Conservative Party can pull it off. But then I look at all the people who are running now to be the leader of the party and, of course, the prime minister of the country. And I think, but there's nothing different here. It's the same old PPC. Freakonomics, you know, it's in play. It used to be economics, but it's now Freakonomics. And the Conservative Party in Canada, they're working with that themselves. They're working on that every day. If you enjoy our little shows, my rants and different things, pass it on, because that's all we got these days is just talk. And our talk show that's coming up live on the radio, Right Radio, who would have thought about that, huh? And it's supposed to go live on the 15th. Of April. We'll see. And so much of it depends on this virus and my getting back to the studio. We bought all the equipment, the studio set up. we probably need a couple of days of testing and fooling around to make sure that everything works. And I have a face for radio anyway. And Landon will be there with me, and Caitlin, and a whole bunch of other people. And we're going to have some fun. But you know what people say? That's just more talk. Talk's important because you need to talk. You need to get the message out there, and you need to kind of take, you know, do some takeaway from it, build your own stuff into it, and spread it around, because that's the only way that we can win. Lastly today, let me share this with you, because it's us against them. What's the difference between a lunatic and a liberal? You can reason with a lunatic. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.